Okay, now for some analysis of the state of Congressman Tierney's campaign. We heard yesterday from WBUR's Democratic analyst Dan Payne about Congressman Tierney's challenges in dealing with these allegations. This morning, another perspective from WBUR Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd, and thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Bob.
So how do you rate Congressman Tierney's performance at his long news conference yesterday? Did he succeed at getting this flap behind him?
No, I think he's just guaranteed that it will be the dominant issue for the remaining 4 months of the campaign.
Why do you say that?
Well, he's not running against his brothers-in-law. And unfortunately for him, he's running against Richard Tesei. And his answers to the questions really didn't satisfy skeptical voters. In fact, a Globe article about voters in the district being skeptical, I noticed, quoted a 73-year-old woman who I think kind of sums up the attitude of many when she said, "How could you not know? It doesn't add up." Basically, his argument is that he is clueless. He's supposed to be Columbo in Washington detecting corruption and crime, but he argues that at home he's like Inspector Clouseau, oblivious to what's going on. But I think the voters see through it. They realize that something just doesn't add up.
So you think then that this flap has done damage to his reelection efforts?
Yes, and I think the fact that he timed his press conference right before the holiday shows that he knew he didn't have convincing answers. I mean, that's an old political trick. If you're trying to bury news, release it when people aren't following politics.
How big a boost, then, is this gambling story for his opponent, former Massachusetts State Senator Richard Tesei?
I think we could judge how big a boost by the fact that there are already articles now quoting unnamed Democratic consultants who are speculating about who they would run against Congressman Tesei after this election. So it is a big boost. And frankly, incumbents usually only lose because of scandals. You know, you have re-election rates in Congress that go up to 98% re-election, and it's only scandals that bring down an entrenched incumbent.
Do you think the Republican Party nationally will now be even more encouraged to get behind Tesei? It's already said that it's going to pump money and resources into his campaign against Tierney. Do you think now they're maybe more willing to do that and maybe even give him more?
Yes, I think this is obviously one of the few targeted races in New England. And the National Party, its allies, others who want to see a change in that district. And there's all sorts of reasons. And yes, you'll see more money. But it won't be money that decides this race. It'll help make it a more level playing field because the incumbent always has advantages in money, including tax-paid advantages, tax-paid staff, tax-paid mass mailings, tax-paid PR, tax-paid transportation, all the rest of it. So it will help to say that he has comparable money. But the voters, with this kind of controversy, will really make up their minds based on the issues, and the dominant issue will be this scandal.
And whether or not they believe Tierney.
That's right. And he hasn't yet given any convincing reason why voters should think that because of his supposed ignorance or incompetence, that this somehow explains why he is innocent. I mean, it's an old argument, especially of liberal Democrats, that ignorance of the law is no excuse. And in this case, he's pleading ignorance, but voters don't find that too inspirational.
So what do you do if you are Tierney now? You spent 45 minutes yesterday trying to exhaust reporter questions on the subject. What do you do to get the campaign back on track?
Frankly, to say how does he get it back on track suggests that he was on track at some point. And in this cycle, he's been behind the curve in on this issue. And frankly, the next 4 months, I don't see how he can pull off some kind of trick of diverting attention to the point where people forget about this issue. It's just not going to happen.
Todd Domke, our Republican analyst during this campaign, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time on this July 4th.
Happy 4th to you, Bob.